Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast of the World.
Ding, ding, ding.
Commentary special. I am your host, Trebuchet. To my right, the Nate Yard Dog,
NYD.
NYD.
Your NYD. Current Undisputed Podcast of the World co-champion.
Hang on. Undisputed co-champion. What?
Undisputed Podcast of the World co-champion.
You can't be a co-undisputed champion.
And to my left, disputing the undisputed champion over here, the one, the only, Chad Showtime.
I am not calling myself the undisputed champion. It is called the Undisputed Podcast Championship.
How you doing, Showtime?
Ah, cool. I'm real hung up on semantics here.
All right.
I mean, I don't think anybody's really surprised by that.
So, what do we got loaded up here on the old boob tube?
We got TLC 2.
Mm-hmm.
WrestleMania 17.
This is TLC 2 and not
yes.
TLC 1? Okay.
Yes, TLC 1 was the SummerSlam before this. I feel like this is the better of the two TLC matches.
I disagree, but 1 and 2 were really good. 3 was on SmackDown, I believe.
It was a four-way.
Yeah, and they added Benoit and Jericho.
Yes, they did. Match where Benoit really hurts himself.
Well, he does a diving headbutt through an announce table?
Yeah.
Off of a ladder?
No, it wasn't through an announce table. It was just through a table.
Through a regular table? Okay.
Yeah,
I remember him getting
much of a difference.
If you hit the announce table, you need to miss the monitor.
Did he hit the headbutt through the table, or did he get thrown off the ladder through a table?
We'll have to go back into the archives.
I'm pretty sure
no matter what, these all hurt.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he got tipped over a ladder through a table. I remember he was down for a while. This is the first time I've ever seen this done. Taz leaves the announce
to come
check on him, and I remember hearing Taz go, "He needs help," and someone goes, "We're doing it." He goes, "Well, hurry!" Like, yeah. He starts yelling at the...
he was in a bad way, so you're going to hit the play button here on this. This is
right.
Back when the WWE was known as the World Wrestling Federation.
I feel like
I feel like it
changed not long after this either.
Yeah, I actually believe 18 was when they became the WWE. I believe that is.
Yeah, we are at the
when they made the switch.
We are at the 1 hour 51 minute and 22 second mark. If you want to watch along with us,
yeah,
and let's get started.
So it's a fun time.
Yep,
April 1st.
2001.
Yep.
This wasn't the WrestleMania where the Limp Bizkit song about being a crackhead was the theme, was it?
That was WrestleMania 19.
That was 19.
One of my favorite WrestleManias, and I like that band as well, but I'm not. That's a whole other podcast. So if I want to get into my like for.
So the current holders of the tag team belts are the Dudley Boys.
Yep.
Boys with a Z. Fixing the Hardy Boys.
It was,
with a Z.
It was the early 2000s.
And Edge and Christian with no Zs. Just in case you're keeping score at home.
We've got referees setting up the
tables,
Home Depot special out here.
Ladders, chairs.
Oh my!
And
Texans
as well, because we're in the Astrodome, I believe.
Yes, we are, I believe, as well.
So I'm going to give you a hot take real quick.
Sure.
A hot take that I know you two have heard before, but for the rest of our audience, I think Christian is the hotter one.
Oh, okay.
There's no accounting for taste. Wait, do you think Christian's a better wrestler? Like, I don't know what you're saying.
No, I think Christian is more attractive than
Edge. Yeah, I thought you were saying more attractive.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's personal taste. You're allowed to think that.
I wasn't expecting us to be critiquing the wrestlers in the match's looks. I'm not against it, just wasn't. I didn't do my homework for this.
Yeah.
I bet Jeff Hardy's
I'd be a Jeff Hardy guy.
Yeah, I bet Jeff Hardy's
got that charisma.
Yeah, if we're going
Jeff
for
Hardy,
all six,
Jeff Hardy's.
Jeff
Hardy.
I mean, he was at the porn store not 5 minutes ago before he came
out
to the
ring.
What do you
think? He got that men's shirt.
That's what I'm saying.
Jeff Hardy's a freak in the sheets. Matt's the better kisser.
I believe every
just
word.
Just ask Lita.
I'm sure Edge could tell us about it too.
Hey,
God. I really hope mesh shirts never make a comeback.
I'm going to bring it back.
That is one 2000s era. Do you own one?
I don't own one, no. I own those pants, though.
Well, okay, I guess
not. Not those particular ones, but ones like that.
You own pants.
My co-champ, Brooke the Bruiser Bruce, owns a mesh shirt, I found out.
All right.
There ain't nothing wrong with owning a mesh shirt.
Well, here's the thing. You got a Ric Flair robe this year for your birthday. Mesh shirt next year.
All right.
People are
going to
start
I'll
asking.
Jeff Hardy next year.
Robe 1 year, mesh shirt. People are going to start asking questions about you and I.
That's fine. And we'll have answers for them. We'll be like, it's all on the Undisputed Podcast of the World. You have to listen to it.
We've got Edge and Christian. Christian.
I love Christian's glasses here.
Edge, Christian, they always had good sunglasses. Edge wearing the long trench coat. Christian also wearing a mesh shirt.
I will say I prefer Christian with shorter hair, though.
Yeah, no, I think
they both rocked the long hair for a long time.
Yeah.
I think Christian having shorter hair looked different. At this point, there were too many guys with that same haircut.
Yeah.
Edge and Christian, Taz, Triple H, there's like that. Not just long hair, but that same just like flowing.
Blonde.
Yeah, it looked very similar.
At least Jeff Hardy's was red and black.
Yeah, the Hardy boys looked a little different. They're usually doing something special with it. Hardy was always doing shit with his hair color.
You know these guys are pumped for this. Both for all sure. The guys in this match are really
they went out there
looking forward to
look at that.
Steal
more
the show.
I think there was some kind of debate as like match time and stuff, and they wanted to go out there and prove that they were going to steal the show, that they could.
Yep.
The Dudley boys out.
Yep. Hall of Famer Howard Finkel doing the ring announcing here.
We've got Paul Heyman and JR on commentary. Jerry Lawler conspicuous in his absence.
I believe he was cat sitting
at the time.
That's
couldn't,
right.
Couldn't
How do you feel about that, Nate Yard Dog? He was cat sitting.
Oh, woof woof.
Yeah, I think he's saying the same thing about it now. Bubba Ray with his game face on.
Back to Howard Finkel. I believe he is the only person to be at every single WrestleMania still up to this point.
Yeah, other than Vince, probably.
Oh, Vince, obviously. That makes sense. But yeah, love the Fink. Very knowledgeable about the industry. Loves doing the trivia stuff.
One of my favorite things about, apparently, behind the scenes, when Vince couldn't be everywhere, the management called it the Finkel Report, because he would let them know everything, not everything, that happened.
That's right.
All the time. I didn't know what happened. Not just in the WWE, but in the business.
That's right. We call that the Showtime Report.
Yeah,
here.
I know. Well, that's... We're exposing the business
now.
Oh,
sorry.
This is my business.
For those of you at home, this is a TLC
and the bell rang.
All six men just jumping on each other.
This TLC match for the tag team championships.
Yep, you win this match by retrieving the titles, by setting up a ladder and getting them down.
We're going after Edge and Christian first.
Bam! Double team
double
on Christian.
Jack on Christian. The Hardys and Dudleys going at it. Christian and Edge on the outside.
Jeff and Bubba hooking it up. Devon and Matt. Matt coming over to help his brother out. Double teaming Bubba Ray Dudley here. This
Irish
is before he was a bully.
Duck under Devon. Well, they go on first.
Kicking him.
Throwing him into the rope.
The half brothers.
Going for poetry in motion.
And they got there. Snapping for that poetry in motion right there. And bam!
Edge and Christian taking the opportunity to grab
the ladder.
Take
out the Hardys.
Oh, man. Matt ate
the
ladder.
Take out the Dudleys.
Oh, that had to hurt. The elbow.
The ladder line.
Oh, man.
I'm not sure if there's actually a name for a ladder clothesline, but I figured ladder line would work.
I'm here for it.
Yep. I liked it.
I think ladder lariat's better. I like the...
ladder lariat has a ring to it.
I like the alliteration. Setting Matt Hardy up on
Hardy
tied up in the tree.
Ladder
of
line is an alliteration too.
Oh, they're standing where the sun don't shine.
Amazed
he even had a Maxwell after this.
Yeah, I was gonna say King Maxwell's definitely feeling a little crushed over this.
Jeff Hardy's face meeting the steel chair.
That
date did not go well.
That'll concuss him. Bubba pulling Christian out.
All the way out to the floor.
Devon and Bubba just laying soup bones on him.
Christian just drove through Dudleyville, and that's not a place you want to get stuck.
You do not want to get in a fist fight with the Dudley boys.
You're going to run into Big Dick Dudley.
Edge is going up the ladder, but Matt Hardy in from behind.
Pretty sure there was
still grabbing his balls.
There were 72 Dudleys at one time. Pretty sure that's a fact.
Yeah, I prefer Dances with Dudley.
Dances with Dudley. Spike Dudley was always one of my favorite Dudleys.
Edge with a running clothesline, knocking Hardy off the ladder.
The TNA was called Brother Runt.
Brother Runt.
Edge setting up this ladder here back to WWF. We got some a Foley is God sign. We got a Rock sign.
Edge head up the ladder. Jeff Hardy
drop kicking Edge off the ladder.
But jumping on the chair, I believe.
That was
innovative. Hardy is always being innovative.
The Hardy's a little dizzy, but... double baseball slide, sending the Dudley boys on
into
the
ladders
outside. Yeah. Christian climbing the ladder.
Matt Hardy saying, haha, not so fast, I'm still here. Oh, that's a hard bump right there. It's falling gracefully.
Hardy moving,
splatting onto the
Matt
ring.
Matt moving the Cardi, one of the ladders to the corner. Jeff setting another one up.
You can't
from
get
it.
The belt there. What are you doing, you idiot? Body slam.
Both Hardys ascending their respective ladders.
They're sharing the same half a brain because they're not under the title at all.
Uh-oh.
Matt on one side, Jeff on the other side.
Christian might want to say his prayers.
Bam! Oh! Matt Hardy with the leg drop. Jeff Hardy with the splash.
Do they have a name for that move? I feel like they did it a lot.
The splash drop. That's what I'm going with.
All right.
That's what
Sounds
I'm
going
to do. You heard it here first. The splash drop. Body slam.
Bubba laying edge down. Going for the what's up.
Looking around.
Devon
answering him.
This is the most early 2000s move ever.
Bam! Headbutt where the sun don't shine.
Oh.
Oh, my brother, testify. Bubba just pushed Devon.
Telling him, Devon,
get the tables. There's one there. And we're sitting
everywhere.
At a table showtime.
What is Devon looking under the ring for? Everything he wants is around
He's
that ring.
He's not used to them just being there. Like, he hasn't worked in ECW in many years at this point.
Bubba and Devon setting up tables in the ring. Edge trying to pull himself up. Matt sneaking in the corner. Devon
got a
table in the corner. Edge on the table.
Oh, Matt's
face
on the other
the
one.
Corner
oh,
table.
Jeff
stopping Bubba from murdering Edge. Not sure why.
Uh-oh. Oh, Bubba ducking too soon. Jeff is
Bubba
up.
Catches
Uh-oh.
Jeff.
Oh, no!
Powerbomb Jeff onto the table, through Edge, through the table.
I couldn't have said it any better myself.
Do you know who I give real credit to in these kind of matches?
That referee's got a bald spot a mile wide.
Look out!
Bubba's throwing chairs.
He's not about the chairs. He's not about the ladders. We know what the Dudleys are looking for. Through the table goes Jeff Hardy. Through Edge. Through the wood. Impact is what happens right there. And unfortunately, it happens to Jeff Hardy, too, at a certain point.
Oh, are we getting some double-decker tables?
We have the Dudleys pretending the ladders are an Erector set. We've got...
You mean the tables?
Yes, that.
The tables, yes.
My eyes don't work, and neither does my brain. You can call me Blind Guy Dudley.
BGD! BGD! BGD!
So we've got two tables next to each other with two tables on top of those next to each other. A double-decker, four-layer table sandwich. I'm getting kind of hungry.
Can we just take a moment to give some quick credit to both the camera crew and the production crew in these sort of matches?
Yeah, I feel like...
Having to keep up with everything.
It's a lot.
Kevin Dunn had to have been losing his mind backstage directing this
Camera thing. One, camera two, camera three, camera seven. Give me the boom cam. I don't care. We're going to shoot this thing.
Camera 19.
Coyote cam. Get in there.
We've only got 18. I need camera 19.
Bubba Ray just smacking Matt with an open ladder.
Cam girl, get in there too. Wait a minute. Wrong podcast. Sorry.
Sonny didn't work for the company at this time. You know that.
Sonny days were earlier,
I know. Oh, I know.
What? Too soon? Get Brett mad at me?
Brett gonna be mad.
Oh, Bubba touching the titles.
All six guys up on three ladders.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Christian and Matt. Matt hit the rope.
Christian and Matt. There goes
Jeff
Devon
and Devon. Bubba and Edge are just... Oh, they're both down.
Oh.
All six men are down.
And the ladder's still up.
Ladder is the only thing left standing. We have broken bodies in every part of
Christian
this
on the outside. Matt Hardy on the outside also with split... Probably a split set there. Straddling the rope. Edge laying in the corner. Devon in the corner.
Table in the corner.
Bubba rolling to the outside.
All right,
we got the coyote cam.
All right, you're going to watch Matt and Christian go.
Oh,
Christian all the way to the floor.
Matt Hardy with a free vista.
Devon and Jeff go. They both hit the ropes, and then Edge and Bubba both went their separate ways. You didn't see that replay, but I remembered it happened, and that's what
Christian
happened, guys.
Christian setting a table up on the outside.
And I can verify and testify.
Not sure why he's doing it, but
Nate
I'm sure
Dudley,
his intent
everybody.
Is bad.
Bubba's getting rid of one of those ladders. Look out!
Devon's sending a ladder. Bubba, I'm sorry, sending a ladder to the outside. You can't win this match if there aren't any ladders in the ring. The only one left.
Oh, speaking of Spike Dudley!
Bubba Ray.
Yeah! He's down there!
It's Spike Dudley's out there! Dudley Dog off the ladder!
Bam! Good night, Edge. Oh, he found Christian.
Dudley Dog to Christian.
Through the table! Oh, my God!
Spike definitely hurt here. If I remember correctly, Spike and Lita were injured at this point after being taken out by Edge and Christian's new friend, Rhino. That was the
so
background
much
of this. Spike had been hurt.
We're watching again
minute
the replay.
Lita,
from the ring to the floor, Lita, through the table.
Lita hasn't been seen.
Speaking of Rhino,
Rhino,
we got a man beast sighting, everybody.
Pulling
Jeff Hardy down. No, he's got a ladder.
Rhino's got
with
a ladder.
Bad intentions.
He
found Devon.
Rhino scores!
Gore to Bubba Ray.
He knows how to take one of those.
He found Matt Gore
through
the table.
Gore and Matt through a table. Rhino has stolen the show here. Rhino's setting a ladder up. Middle of the ring.
He found Edge. He's helping his buddy up.
Trying to help guide him up the ladder. Going out to check on Christian on the outside.
Call this replay, Nate Dogg. Gore!
Well done. Well done. That was fun.
Oh, here's Lita! Oh, man.
She's definitely not dressed to be running down
this
that
this is my favorite episode of Baywatch
ever. Oh, that G-string.
Bam! Sweet thong, everybody.
Oh, no.
You can't do
Rhino's
that.
Rhino's got Lita by the hair.
He's got her all the way up for a gorilla press. Oh,
Spike
got him down low.
Lita.
Hit him in the little man beast. Lita's right, all the way up top.
Run the horn.
Lita con Rhino. Edge is going all the way up. He's got his fingertips on the title.
Bubba.
Oh!
Rhino pushes him down.
And now his testicles are on the top rope.
Spike Dudley just blistered Rhino with a chair shot to the head. Had to have knocked him silly. Knocked Christian off the ladder. I'm sorry, Edge off the ladder. There's so much going on in this match, you guys.
But Dudley's... Uh-oh. Rhino.
We're going for the Dudley device here. Clothesline.
Bam!
Put Rhino on the endangered species list. Lita
with a chair to the floor.
Lita just killed Spike.
Oh, baby.
And takes off her
puppies,
shirt.
Puppies, JR. Puppies.
Lita, don't turn around.
3D. Lita just took a walk through Dudleyville. And now Edge brought a chair with him, so it's better.
Oh,
bam. One man can chair tow from Christian.
So we've... All three of the extracurricular members here have been taken out. Lita caught a 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Spike with a chair shot that had to have rung his bell.
He thinks it's 1996.
He's wondering where Bam Bam Bigelow is to tag him in. So where's that crowd surf spot at?
Jeff Hardy is fighting Christian and this ladder at the same time.
We've got Rhino on a table out here, and Jeff with a tall ladder.
That ladder
Spike's
will get
there
anything done.
Spike and Rhino.
That's a painter's ladder right there.
Spike and Rhino laid on a table.
Oh, baby.
Where's Jeff Hardy going?
Jeff climbing 15 feet in the air.
Oh, man, just hit Edge with a chair, but that's not the important thing here.
You don't even
here
know what to look at
the
here.
The Daredevil. All the way to the top of this very tall ladder.
Just a
swanton bomb through Rhino
and Spike.
Oh, you couldn't even tell he was there. He just
that second table didn't even break. They all went through the first.
They all went through Spike.
We got bodies. We've got broken tables. We got an instant replay. Jeff Hardy on top. Call it showtime.
Swanton bomb. Spike definitely got the worst of that. Guys, we got tables, we've
bam
got ladders,
oh,
we've got chairs, we've got swanton bombs, we've got a broken Spike Dudley, we've got wood,
we've
at least
got,
I do.
We've got referees, we got everything.
We got trainers down, EMTs.
No matter who you are, whatever you do, please don't try this at home. One more time, swanton bomb! Because four angles were not enough. It's just a beautiful move. And that, my friends, is also a WrestleMania moment.
What is this
moment
ring set up here? We've got
one tall ladder, three smaller ladders, which are also very tall, I might add. And then we got a Dudley and Christian.
This tall ladder
and two
is
titles.
This tall ladder
and
is,
if they were both to take them down right now, we would have Christian and Devon be our tag team champions, which would be very
Matt
weird.
Moving the but tall ladder. That tall ladder was placed in such a way that they could grab the belts while still on the ladder.
And now they're just hanging onto the grapple.
Yeah.
And Devon's afraid of heights here, guys. Yeah. I don't know if you know that or not. Down he goes! Oh!
Devon hesitated a little on that fall. Did not look fine.
Christian trying to grab the title. Set his fingertips on it.
Life.
Oh, splat goes Christian. Jeff Hardy's on one of those ladders in the corner. He's got two other ladders, an opportunity in between them.
Jeff
he is
probably up there.
He's walking on the ladders that are set up on top of the ring. Falling to the one.
Rides the ladder down, lands on his feet. That is definitely not the way you climb a ladder, folks.
You're not going to get the title that way, Jeff.
Jeff climbing that center ladder now, going for the belts up there.
Yep, he's climbing the shorter ladder.
Can he even reach him from there?
Straddling the ladder up there.
He's got the title. Now he's got them both. He's got them both. Check him down, Jeff.
Jeff. Feet on Jeff the ladder.
Hooking his feet on that ladder, trying to give himself support.
Bubba Ray
says,
Dudley.
Oh, no, you don't.
He's like, if you're going to grab those titles, you're going to have to do
it. Edge on the painter's ladder.
Edge on the painter's ladder in the corner.
Oh, no.
And off the titles. Jeff is
all the way down. Edge driving his shoulder through Jeff Hardy, through the canvas, all the way to WrestleMania 23. Jeff, I'm pretty sure that's where he woke up.
Jeff
I'm
is
pretty
out.
Sure.
Edge is out. Matt and Bubba up in the ring, dragging the painter's ladder.
Instant
to the
replay
center.
Here. Edge is up. Jeff Hardy's being pulled back. Realizes that he's in danger.
Pulled forward. Bam!
Spear! And it's the damnedest spear you'll ever see. The WrestleMania size spear off of a ladder through a human being.
Edge once
crashing down.
Edge once
and we're back to the action.
Edge once asked how many times they rehearsed
that
spot.
Oh, Rhino's pushing Bubba and Matt through the table sandwich. Oh, my God. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit!
Matt bleeding down there.
And that's how you take WrestleMania to the extreme! Holy shit, Chad, exactly. There's nothing else you can say there.
Christian sliding back in. Edge trying to get to his feet. Devon up in the corner.
Pushing them down! Ka-splat! Those are human beings on the top of a ladder going from inside the middle of the ring through four tables to the floor.
Through four tables.
Good God.
From the middle of the ring to four tables that are a good 8 feet outside the ring.
Bubba and Matt just laying.
I am amazed.
Bubba and Matt laying in a pile of
Rhino on, or Christian on Rhino's shoulders. With the assist, pulling them down. Edge putting on the brakes to Devon. Ladies and gentlemen, we got new tag team champions. Edge and Christian with the assist from Rhino. Three claps for them.
E and C take home the gold with a hell of a little help from Detroit's own Rhino.
Woof, woof.
Matt and Bubba are just a bloody mess.
And Bubba laying in a pile of kindling. Edge clearly in pain.
These men are just
Christian
feeling every moment of this WrestleMania. Knowing what they went through. Knowing that they earned it, knowing that they stole the show. Christian get the Rhino indeed. Those humanoids had it pegged here. Unbelievable.
Edge barely able to stand on the outside.
This match
Jeff
right
Hardy
here.
Jeff Hardy is still down. This match, this doesn't look like a match. This looks like an explosion at the
look
Home
at that.
Depot.
Just look at that.
Devon and Matt are dead.
You just...
They're
you
dead.
You can look at that and just be like... Referees. These men are dead.
Referees
there's nothing left
Krishna.
To them.
Lita's still over there.
On the corner there. I believe she got hurt during this.
I haven't seen Spike in a hot minute.
Spike, that 3D
Spike
maybe?
Still, yeah, I don't know
Spike
what.
Spike wore that chair, dude.
Yeah, no,
man,
she
no, it wasn't
body.
The chair. It was the Jeff Hardy.
She knocked Spike silly with that shot. And then going through getting that ladder spot too. And that'll do it. For that
match.
Oh, my
Lord. Final thoughts, NYD.
Wow. That was intense.
Yeah.
That was in ladders. That was in tables. That was in chairs. That was...
intense.
It was in the Astrodome, actually.
So I mean, to watch the way that whole match went down, to see how the extra parts came in and actually accentuated the match,
yeah.
Like, didn't necessarily get in the way, so to speak. I had never seen, what was that move Spike Dudley kept doing?
The Dudley Dog.
Yeah, that's his finishing move.
That was a great move.
He runs up the turnbuckle and he turns it into a bulldog.
Run up the bulldog, or run up the turnbuckle for a bulldog.
Very innovative, yeah.
That was great, like, to see a lot of these iconic moves. One of my favorite things in all of wrestling still just has to be the Brother Ray 1-2-3 get the table.
We love it. We love
like,
it a lot.
That there was just so much to love about wrestling packed into that match. Yeah. And then, of course, the spear.
No, yeah, that spear, we've seen that a million times. Me and Ian Showtime speaking for us. They show that every WrestleMania weekend.
Oh, for sure. Edge got asked. He goes, how many times did you rehearse that spot to get it right? He goes, you think I did that more than once?
So you've seen other TLC matches, Nate Yard Dog. How does this one compare? Nothing compares?
That was... I mean, because also the other TLCs that I've seen weren't necessarily tag team matches. And I think there's something to be said for doing a match like this as a tag team.
Yeah, because you're on their sides and alliances, and then you need to make...
Well, and to see the pairing of the moves to be able to, you know, it's not just one man for himself, so to speak. It's the tandem work that goes into it I actually really enjoyed about that match.
I do find that ladder match psychology actually seems better with tag teams than single wrestlers.
One-on-one, I like a good ladder match, but if it's more than two guys, I wanted to see a tag team as well.
Yeah, I feel like multi-man... Honestly, I feel like multi-man ladder matches are similar. I just, for some reason, tag teams, this makes the most sense with.
Yep.
Final thoughts, Showtime.
An amazing match. My favorite TLC match... I don't really know that there's ever been a tag team TLC match or ladder match that can compare with that one. I really, you know, TLC 1's good, TLC 3 good.
1's my favorite, but it's close. It's really close.
I really like the Four Corners ladder match that at Armageddon where London and Kendrick defended their belts. We maybe do a commentary on that sometime. One of my favorites.
We could probably do that. We got the WWE Network and everything. We'll probably load that up one of these days.
Absolutely. But no, one of my favorite tag team matches, one of my favorite TLC matches. The other final thought here is right after the match, we're looking at the shot from WWF Access. We've got two muscle cars here, one for WrestleMania 17 and one for the XFL.
Which is making a comeback, so.
Yep, next year.
What's old is new, everybody.
For the record,
I wonder if they're gonna get Opie and Anthony back together to do the commentary for it. I wonder if Vince can make that happen.
Quick plug: when the new XFL does debut, Trebuchet and the Nate Yard Dog will be doing a special commentary for that.
Yes,
possibly with some special guests. Wow, words are hard today, folks.
That was exhausting for you, man.
You know, I usually
Scott
like my name.
Scott Steiner in the house, everybody.
I usually like my name in a promo, but goddamn it, you don't got to fucking that, stumble
all
over
you
it.
You may have had the one time where Trebuchet didn't want to hear his name.
That don't happen often, folks, but no, we will be doing a commentary for the comeback of the XFL. Mm-hmm. So keep your radio dials tuned in or podcast dials or whatever they are.
Yeah, download that us on iTunes. We'll put it out there for you guys.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, Trebuchet.
This was great. I love this stuff. This is a good version of how hardcore is done super fucking right. Every fucking thing that happened in this match counted. Every chair shot, you felt it. Every ladder bump, you felt it. All the run-ins, they made sense. You know, they all countered each other. I can't get...
It was hardcore enough without the blood that I actually kind of enjoyed.
Yeah, it was impactful. This was very much a bunch of high spots.
Yeah.
And it was a spectacle to see, and this made Edge and Christian, the Hardys, and the Dudleys, just from then on, it was all like, you guys, do your thing, because nobody can do it like you.
Mm-hmm.
And we will be back with more, you guys. I am Trebuchet. He is Showtime. That's our dog, everybody. And we will be back next time. Trebuchet out.